Two controversial immigration policies are under scrutiny this week from two different federal courts. First, the Supreme Court. It heard arguments today about whether asylum seekers must remain in Mexico while their claims are being processed. And yesterday in Louisiana, a federal judge put a stop to President Biden's plan to phase out pandemic border restrictions, known as Title 42. Joel Rose covers immigration for NPR, and he's here now to explain. Joel, good to speak with you.
Hi, glad to be here.
So first, let's start with this case before the Supreme Court. Former President Trump put the Remain in Mexico policy into place, and now the Biden administration is having some trouble getting rid of it. Can you explain why the Supreme Court is taking it up today?
Right. Well, as you say, the Trump administration put this policy in place back in 2019 when that administration was facing an influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. And President Biden called the policy inhumane. His administration tried to end Remain in Mexico, but the states of Texas and Missouri sued to block that from happening. A federal judge in Texas sided with the states and ordered the administration to reinstate the policy. And that is roughly, you know, where we are today at the Supreme Court. The Biden administration says it is implementing Remain in Mexico in good faith, although, you know, on a much smaller scale than the Trump administration did.
So when migrants aren't allowed into the United States while they await word on their asylum claim, that can take many, many months, as you know. So what effect has that policy, Remain in Mexico, had on people who are trying to cross the border?
Well, immigrant advocates say it put them in serious danger, that they were forced to live in these dangerous border towns or in camps very close to the border. They argue that Remain in Mexico also had the effect of preventing a lot of these migrants from getting any meaningful access to counsel, to lawyers in the U.S., because very often it was impossible to find any U.S. lawyers who were willing to travel into these parts of Mexico to take on cases. You know, the upshot of all this was that a lot of migrants simply dropped their asylum claims. You know, and the Trump administration's critics would say that was exactly the point, that this policy was designed to discourage migrants from following through on these asylum claims.
So that's Remain in Mexico. The Supreme Court is hearing that case today. There is another case, as I said, just as controversial. This is Title 42, President Trump's pandemic-era restrictions that kept migrants out of the United States. Tell us more about the legal fight over this one.
Right. As you say, this is another Trump-era border policy. It started more than 2 years ago, back at the beginning of the pandemic. And again, the Biden administration is trying to end this policy and running into, you know, a lot of difficulty. Title 42 takes its name from a decades-old provision in U.S. law. It's allowed immigration authorities to bypass normal immigration procedures, in the name of protecting public health. And so they've rapidly expelled migrants without giving them a chance to seek asylum under U.S. law. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said now that Title 42 is no longer necessary to protect public health, and the Biden administration has been planning to lift the restrictions on May 23rd. But again, Republican-led states have taken the administration to court, and you know they're arguing that the CDC is acting arbitrarily and that lifting Title 42 will lead to a further influx of migrants into their states.
So what happens now to Title 42? As you say, the Biden administration wanted it to end in just a couple of weeks. What do you think its fate could be?
Well, there are a couple of legal challenges that are moving quickly. I would say so far that the states appear to be doing quite well in those challenges. More than 20 states have joined the case filed by Arizona, Missouri, and Louisiana. They asked a judge for a temporary restraining order to stop the Biden administration from beginning to sort of phase out Title 42 even before May 23rd. The federal judge in Louisiana who is hearing the case held a conference on Monday and said he is likely to grant that request for a restraining order. We have not actually seen the final order yet, but likely it will stop the Biden administration from winding down Title 42 for now while the case moves on. It is also, you know, not clear yet how the judge will rule on the big question, you know, of whether the Biden administration can end Title 42 on May 23rd as it is planning.
Well, even some Democrats are concerned that if Title 42 does end at that point, that more and more people will come to the border. And that's a tough political issue. How do you see all of this, both of these cases, potentially playing out in the upcoming elections from a politics point of view?
It's no surprise that Republicans are going to seek to use immigration as a weapon against Democrats in the midterm elections. What's a little more surprising to me is that Democrats in some tight re-election races have really tried to distance themselves from the Biden administration, especially on Title 42. Senators like Mark Kelly in Arizona and Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire and Raphael Warnock in Georgia. But, you know, I would say it's looking increasingly likely that the courts will block the administration from lifting Title 42, much as they did with this, you know, with Remain in Mexico. And honestly, I think that might be a relief to some Democrats in Washington at this point.
Joel Rose covers immigration for NPR. Joel, thanks for breaking this down for us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.